man. Thanks for having me.
How about this Bills team coming in? I think at the start of the season, people didn't think they'd be much. But you talk about this offense, and they put up some pretty good numbers early.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I think they have a great balance. They do a great job of putting the ball in the playmakers' hands, and they have a lot of playmakers out there on the field.
You guys were in Youngstown, Ohio, all last week. Can you talk a little bit about that trip, maybe what it meant to the team? Was there any bonding done?
Oh, it's always a positive when you can get away from the house and, you know, spend the whole week with your teammates. We bonded very well, hung out a lot, and it was just us. So we had a lot of time to, you know, reflect on how we played against Minnesota and just get our minds back right and put us back on the right track.
When you guys were in Youngstown, how much time did you spend on football and watching film? And what was the difference between being there and then when it would be business as usual back here in Santa Clara?
I think we just had a few more extra hours, you know, because the day was a little shorter as far as practice. And once practice was over, then the rest of the time was ours. But I think you're a professional, so the thing that you do when you go home, when you leave the facility is, you know, go and watch film and just stay on top of your game. I think the little things make you a better person and makes you a better football player at the end of the day.
You think the loss to Minnesota, the fact that that's fresh in your mind, is going to help you when you play Buffalo? The fact that you're coming off a big win against the Jets to guard against a letdown?
No, not really. I think that's just something that happened. Any given Sunday, if you're not prepared, any team will beat you. We give all credit to Minnesota for coming out and playing a great game against us. But that's behind us, just like the Jets game is behind us, and we're looking forward to playing the Bills. And we got to get ready to come out there and fight against those guys this Sunday.
Niners cornerback Terrell Brown joins us here on The Pulse with Townsend and Steinmetz. Talk about your defensive philosophy. Essentially, you guys have been very good at making the opposing offense one-dimensional when you take away the run. How much does that help you there in the secondary, and especially with guys like Aldon Smith coming off the corner to get the quarterback?
Yeah, it does. When you're one-dimensional, it makes it a lot easier because you know what the team is going to do. So for us, we can buckle down and just concentrate on covering our receivers instead of worrying about the run. We have an amazing front line and linebacker group that does a great job of stopping the run with a light box, and it makes our job a lot easier.
You guys got three straight home games coming up. Is it difficult to keep that game-by-game philosophy, or do you guys look at this stretch as a time when you guys can really do some damage?
I think you just got to take it one game at a time. Our biggest thing is, you know, taking it one game at a time and focusing on who we have in front of us, and that's the Buffalo Bills. The home games make it a lot sweeter just because we're at home and we have the home field advantage, but at the end of the day, any given Sunday, you know, anything can happen. So we just want to focus on all the little things, all the details of the game, and go out there and play 49er football.
Now, I know Youngstown, Ohio is just beautiful at this time of the year, but it's got to be pretty nice to be home back Santa Clara, San Francisco Bay Area, isn't it?
It's definitely, it's always good to come home, man. I think, you know, being around the California people and being around this California weather, it definitely makes it a lot sweeter to come back here.
Want to talk about Aldon Smith and what you've seen through your eyes and seeing how this kid, you know, he had a phenomenal rookie year, and it looks like he's really building off that. Tell us how much Aldon Smith has grown.
Maturity. I think the biggest thing is maturity. He's going out there playing at a high level. He's getting it every day at practice, working hard on the little things of his game or anything that he feels like is a weakness in his game, and he's doing a great job. Him and Justin and all those other D linemen, you know, they work so well together. You know, they communicate well at practice every day, so it makes the job a lot easier on Sunday, you know, when he goes out there to play full speed.
Terrell, you guys are obviously coming off a big shutout of the Jets last week. Do you guys talk about maybe getting two in a row?
No, not really. We don't really talk about that. I think the biggest thing for us is just playing fundamentally sound ball. I mean, if we feel like we're a very confident group as far as the defensive side of the ball. We're very exciting, we feel like, and we really go out there to try to dominate. And our biggest thing is just playing fundamentally sound ball, everybody being in the right place, and the rest of the players to take care of itself. Would we like to get a shutout? Most definitely, but at the end of the day, a lot of the times that doesn't happen. So we just want to go out there and compete, play hard, and then put great film out there.
It's funny when you look at last week's performance and the 34-0 shutout. Shutting anybody out in the NFL, especially on the road, is a pretty big deal. Talk about how big that is for you, all the work that you put in, and how big that is for the defense and your confidence getting that shutout like that on the road.
Oh, it's hard. It's hard just to get wins on the road in this type of league, you know. It's a very competitive league. There's great players on every team. So just to get an opportunity to go out there and get a W is definitely hard. But for us, we're a very confident group, like you said. We really work hard during the week on the little things about football that's going to make us a great team and a great defense. So our coaches put us in very hard situations throughout the week. We work really hard in the weight room and in the film room together, and it pays off on Sundays.
Let me change it up a little bit here. Have you been paying attention at all to what's going on here in the Bay Area with the Giants and the A's?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. I see that they're on a nice little roll. They're going out there playing well. They're in the playoffs. So, yeah, that's a great thing for California and the Bay Area in general. I think both teams are playing really well. Their pitching is amazing. And, you know, when you get to the postseason, like with any team or any sport, it's all about finishing. It's all about finishing and having a fast start. So I look forward to watching those guys, and good luck to all of them.
Niners cornerback Terrell Brown joins us here on The Pulse with Townsend and Steinmetz, 95.7 The Game. And Terrell, you know, Harbaugh gets a lot of credit, and he should, but your defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, has also made the transition from Stanford to the NFL alongside Harbaugh. Why is Vic so good? You look at his game planning, his schemes, and the way he handles you guys. What makes this guy so special as a defensive coordinator?
I think just being around the game, his knowledge of the game is tremendous. It's amazing. He does a great job of knowing his personnel and knowing, you know, what we're capable of doing and what we're not capable of doing. And he just puts us in great positions. I think anytime you have a coach that makes calls the way he does and is very aggressive in his play calling off of his personnel, it helps. So he makes us go, and we understand that. But at the same time, I think we work hand-in-hand with the D coordinator.
How important is it for you going into a game to have that trust and that confidence to know that your coaches are putting you in a good position to win and to be a dominant unit on the defensive side of the ball?
Oh, it's great, man. It's a great feeling. Just because we know that he's going to put us in, we look forward to coming to Mondays and Tuesdays when we get the game plan, just because we know that it's going to be something in there different or something that we're going to tweak that's going to help us win a game. And we understand that. We go over every phase of the game, from kicking game to four down territory to three down territory to the end of the game types of things. So we work on all the little things every day at practice. We really have a great attention to detail in and out of meetings, and that just trickles down. Our coaches do a great job of game planning and helping us with scheming or disguising coverages as well.
You know, this week you got the Bills coming in, and they have some pretty good weapons. Talk about some guys like Fitzpatrick, Fred Jackson. He's a tough running back. C.J. Spiller's becoming a weapon. Stevie Johnson is a threat. Take us through the game plan a little bit of what you're looking at with Buffalo.
Yeah, they have so many weapons. Those guys are very explosive. They do a great job of coming off the ball and making a lot of plays. The quarterback does a great job of getting the ball out quick and putting his guys in position to make plays. So for us, we just got to game tackle those guys, try to limit them to their yards, and try to slow that offense down because they're a very high, explosive team.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like it's business as usual for you guys. You just love coming out and playing because all of you guys, all 11, are just so strong.
Yeah, we really do, man. It's just exciting just to be back with these guys. All 11 of us came back for another year, and we thrive on situations like that. We thrive on playing against good offenses, and we thrive on playing against a good team just to have a great challenge. So we know that it's going to be hard. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves during the week, and we look forward to showing our work off on Sunday.
Hey, Terrell, welcome back home. Thanks for joining us here on The Pulse, and good luck this Sunday against the Buffalo Bills at the Stick.
Have a good one.